If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. E-listening on Wednesday, we have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and light of the Supreme Spirit. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christ. This seminar involves prophecy, divination, prophets, and receiving guidance. So if you're ready, take a deep breath. And call yourself forward from the highest divine positive realms of spirit, integrating in a pure divine light into your physical body. Anchor the Supreme Presence, the Lord God of your being, here and now. Release anything that would be a block between your heart and God. Know that God lives in you, as you, and expresses through you as a tangible divine form upon earth. So tonight, if you would like a deeper activation of your prophetic gifts, this would be the intention to set, so that you can receive everything that God has for you, so that you can manifest your full divine potential in whichever way you have been divinely designed to operate. So take a deep breath with that intention and ask and receive the anointing, the enmantling, the activation that would be for your highest good at this time. Received in a way that is gentle and easily assimilated and integrated. And we ask again, Lord, for your grace, that any karma, any negativity, anything that the listeners to this seminar may have brought to this listening, that they don't need to bear, that could be lifted, mitigated, ameliorated, lessened in some way that would be for their greatest advancement according to your divine plan for each person. And as always, with deepest gratitude we receive, with deepest love, and the simple trust of a child, we receive everything that you would have us present in your name and to your glory. Amen. So I'm feeling that energy beginning to flow through many of you. There's a lot of energy coming in the form of heat that would be transmuting and clearing things in the nervous system and in the body that need to be cleared, let's say. And so, let me ask you, are you at peace with yourself? Right now, are you at peace with yourself? Are you at peace with God? With the people in your life? Are you at peace with your past and your present? Peace is the undeniable proof of the presence of God. no God, no peace. But since God is all-pervasive in every single atom and subatomic particle of existence, peace is also present, always, at all times. It's never absent in actuality. Peace is the very presence of prophecy. And it's an absolute prerequisite to receiving accurate prophecy. So peace is very, very, very important. The only thing that is peaceless is the mind. The nature of the citta is agitation, movement, thought. It's never still. So you have to transcend that aspect of the mind into what's been called the knower, or the intuition, the inner teacher. The inner tutor is the intuition. And that is always peaceful because it's centered in God. So if you're needing to release that, we're going to take another breath and release the mind to the governance of the Divine Spirit. Take a deep breath. And release to the Divine Spirit anything that is less than pure peace. And peace is like pregnancy. It's all together or not at all. You can never be a little peaceful. Peace is. It's always a place we can contact. In spite of all the surface agitations, peace is always available. Many times we have given you the mantra hue and anti-hue, which bring you into that peaceful state, as well as focusing on the breath. Tonight we're going to do a very simple process. We're going to breathe in God, and we're going to exhale peace. And we're going to sit in an aura of peace, a room of peace, a place on the planet of peace, a radiating center of peace. We're going to sit to where the earth is so tiny it's in our heart, nestled in peace. So as you inhale God. And as you exhale, exhale peace. Ready? Deep breath. God. Exhale peace. Inhale God. Exhale peace. Inhale God. Exhale peace. And you see that cooled the body. Peace replaced the burning of the heat. Because your whole cellular structure resonated with divine peace. Now stay there. So we're looking at prophecy. People the world over are interested in prophecy. I noticed my seminar last week, which was also upon prophecy, that it had the largest number of people participating in that seminar. Lots and lots of people. Why? Well, we're in a time, obviously, when we're either getting ready to repeat the past, or we're going to choose to collectively advance into the future. And it depends on each one of us as to where we'll land. Because every prophecy has a higher way of manifesting and a lesser way of manifesting. So let's just consider where we are right now with this process. Remember, if you're fearful of the future, you're locked up in the mind. That part that we call the ego mind, which tends to project the worst-case scenario out of fear. But it's the very fear that causes the activation of that lesser scenario. So it's very important that you curtail that and redirect your mind, redirect your emotions and your attention to the highest manifestation possible at this time. There is the higher good. There is the higher divine plan. And it's for good and not evil. So let's attune to that. So people are so interested in prophecy, but notice how the cable television is full of prophecies. Absolutely. There are so many programs airing now on prophecy. It's amazing. But nearly everyone focuses on the doomsday prophecies, the lower way that the prophetic line could be interpreted, the apocalyptic way, the foreseeing of the doom of Earth and things of that nature. If you keep putting energy into those scenarios, which many, many people on the planet are doing, then that is what we will animate for the future. I'm speaking to you, who I assume are the light workers, the light bearers, the way showers, the disciples and initiates of the masters, maybe even a master yourself, maybe even an avatar yourself. So it rests upon your shoulders to be the vision carriers and the positive prophetic voices speaking into this time, into the present situation, and into this future that we're co-creating. It depends on you and me and every single person listening. I'm going to be doing some clearing on some of you, which reacts sometimes on my throat chakra, so excuse me while I clear my throat. Because often we're afraid to let our inner knowing out through our voice. And obviously, in working with you, that tends to react and clear through my body. So I ask the Christ to bring a clearing at this time. For each one of us, and for my instrument as well. Because that was also a great challenge for me to open my prophetic gifts and speak clearly from the truth of my being. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to have the courage to do that. It's not something you can do on your own. So many people believe there is one prophecy that if they could find it, would give them the whole picture of what was going to happen in the future. One voice, one answer to what was going to happen in the future to Earth, but more importantly, to them personally. Everybody wants all the good stuff. I remember Sai Baba saying that people want 100% grace for 1% devotion. So we all want wonderful, happy, peaceful lives. But the interesting thing is, the more advanced we are, the more difficult the life plan generally is. Why? Because we're mastering many, many, many things that, for most people, are simply their way of life. They're nowhere near mastering them. So they have a more simple and less phenomenal life expression, let's say. But those of us that are nearing completion in this cycle are really being hit with the most subtle, difficult, challenging states of mind, of emotion, of interpretation, of dealing with what comes forward in the life. So that we can prove to ourselves our own proficiency in that level, because it's no competition. And God sees you as already perfected and whole because He views you from out of time and beyond prophecy, beyond the mind, beyond time-space, such as we function in here, or at least dream that we do. But it's to prove to ourselves. There's nothing that feels better than to overcome something that has been very, very difficult to contend with. And it is contending with a lower nature that always wants to hang on to its comfort, to the things that are pleasant. You know, it's only a spiritual warrior that says, bring it on, bring it on, make my day. I'm up to you. And sometimes we are, and sometimes we fall on our face. But that's part of owning our reality and standing forth as the self-confident, embodied, divine being that we were created to be. In every way, indistinguishable from our Creator. So, we are all fascinated by prophecy. And I think especially right now, there's so many unusual things happening everywhere, and seemingly all at once, we can barely wrap our heads around it before something else happens. These strange sounds that are booming and trumpeting and echoing and reverberating all over the planet, all these the cities, practically in the world, have had these strange sounds. What are they? Strange flashing lights and massive die-offs of various species of birds and fish and animals. So many strange things. We're in the time of the great purification, the great cleansing, when every single heart must be in attunement with the higher vibrations of living love, or they're going to die off. And we're not talking about the animals. The animals are actually changing their vibration and moving as spiritual entities to the next level of consciousness. That's why they're dying off. They're dying off because their vibration is raising to where they don't have to live in the polluted environment anymore. They are, as it were, transfiguring into their next form, some of which, in the past, have become obsolete. There are certain species that are upgrading their material form for the new earth. So we're not losing these thousands. I think they said something like 60,000 species a day die, something like that. But whatever the number, they're moving to the next vibration of Earth. And you're seeing the same thing happen on the planet. I mean, young people are just suddenly dying for no reason. Young athletes, young healthy people, just suddenly gone. Why? They don't need to be here any longer. They have grown beyond the vibration here. So why are some of us still here? Well, I'm here because I chose to be. I had my opportunity to leave last year, and again this year. And it was always, are you sure? Are you sure? I was like, yeah, I want to be here for humanity. I want to do what I can, as long as I can, to be of service. Yes. I want my voice to go forth each week on these wonderful BBS radio channels. I want to use this as my platform to speak to all of us. And many of you have made the same choice. That's why some of you, although some of you may be in ailing bodies or aging bodies or really having a hard time making it from one room to another, you're hanging in there because you know you're a precious treasure chest of wisdom and experience, and your voice is needed. And those of you that are really, really young are just coming into your missions and your activations, or will do so shortly, and they may not be on this level at all. In fact, many of the young people are coming in already living in the higher dimensional earth in consciousness, although the physical body is still visible here. So many of you are transitional beings, shall we say, where you got a foot here and a foot there at the same time. So let's look at prophecy, because it's a really interesting thing. Number one, prophecy is in time. Why? Because time is in the mind. No sense of time, no lower mind. Prophecy is in time. And it's always past time, even if it's future projection. How is that? Well, we've told you many, many times that Earth is in a time lag. It is repeating the past. You've heard again and again the statement, history repeats itself in cycles. It's cyclic in nature, again and again. So, to be operating in prophecy is, first of all, to be aware that you're dealing with something that has already occurred in the past. It's a revisiting of the past. But only now can a change occur. That's why it's very important to do the best you can do to make the most excellent choice that you can possibly make each moment. Each decision, take it to the highest level you can and operate as the master you are or the master you will be. But manifest the mastery now, here and now, through excellence and impeccability. Your positive choice now will completely transform that situation you're in. It's no longer under karma, it becomes under grace. You have transcended the world, the flesh, and the devil, so to speak. So by self-discipline by reining in your sensual desires and your sensual addictive patterns and continually cultivating the presence of God to where you become a living prayer all the time. Every moment it's God, 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 God. Do you go around saying that? No, you never forget for an instant that you are a divine incarnation here in service to all life. That's the one thing you never forget. You're loving and serving in the daytime. You go to sleep at night. You're out of the body. What are your dreams? You're loving and serving. You're counseling. You're healing. You're doing all sorts of things that help people. So day and night, you're in God. You're in a state of prayer. You're a walking prayer. You're a living prayer. So the Divine Mother, in many of her appearances, has said that through prayer and fasting, we can avert wars and even suspend natural laws. So I just gave you a more modern interpretation of prayer and fasting. Rein in your senses. Practice self-discipline. Practice self-awareness is what you participate in. Fast from spending so much time watching TV. Fast for periods of time, not picking up your smartphone, not checking your email, not spending all day on the computer. Fast from programs that do not give you anything in return, but distorted imagery in your mind, which then you become responsible for karmically. Don't agitate the waters of your mind with nonsense. Practice some self-governance and self-discipline. That's the fasting. And prayer is simply being attuned all the time to the divine presence within and without. That's how you pray without ceasing. It's attunement. Attunement to reality. So prayer and fasting, as I've just described, can lessen time of prophetic events. For example, it's been said, and I believe this is true, that the 7 years of the tribulation through the work of the light workers, which would be everyone that is attuned to the divine, was reduced to 7 months. And is now past. That's a very important thing. Through the work of the light workers, the 7 years of tribulation, according to one of the visionaries, has been lessened to 7 months. In the prophetic speak of Scripture, 7 years could mean 7 days, 7 hours, or perhaps even 7 minutes. That's how the prophetic scenario can be lessened by your choices today. Bear in mind, without turning to God, there is no peace, and there is no future for humanity or the present civilization. Civilization after civilization have risen, had their heyday, have declined, and have disappeared from the earth. I would say the only civilization that has not been totally destroyed to where it's no longer evident at all has been the ancient Vedic civilization. Mind you, India has become as material as almost any other nation in the world, but there has always been a Vedic heritage, a Vedic tradition, a kernel of truly God-realized beings living as they did in the ancient times of the Vedas, the Vedic era, in the previous yugas. So it would be the only civilization that still has a small vestige of the Vedic civilization present. Sai Baba, the great full avatar, Sai Baba, Sati Sai Baba, has firmly reestablished the Vedic civilization and the Vedas and the chanting of ancient mantras in Sanskrit that have not been chanted on the planet since the time of Lord Rama and the Tretya Yuga. So there is there a proliferation and a spreading of this great luminous truth in the form of the mother of all civilization, the mother of all religious lineages, the root mother of all languages, Sanskrit, and the root of truth itself. That's why the avatars generally are born in India. Even the Lord Jesus, in his so-called missing years, traveled with his uncle in a caravan at the age of 13, 14, right after his bar mitzvah. And he traveled. It took about a year for his uncle and their caravan to make it to India. But then he studied. He studied in the great temple of Jagannath in Puri, Orissa, and mastered many of the things that he later taught, primarily the healing and the things that he did. He mastered those by studying in that great temple of Lord Jagannath. This was confirmed by the head of that temple, the Shankaracharya, that Jesus studied there for 6 or 7 years, he said. It's written in their records. And he traveled to many, many places and studied with the greatest masters and sat purushas of the time, the greatest rishis, sages. And so when he returned to Israel at the age of 30 to start his mission full-time, he was thoroughly equipped with all of these gifts, which he then shared. But these things have been written. He was known as Isa or Isanath. And then after his resurrection, he lived in Kashmir to the age of 110, which is also recorded and known by very many in the East. In fact, many of the places and studies in the Bible are now traced back to what is now the area of Kashmir. And these things are well known by the people in those areas. And the many, many places that are named after Moses and Jesus and Mother Mary that prove that they lived there. And were well known at that time and under various names, depending on the language. So we need to understand that the Lord God is one, and there's no such thing as one special religion. All the religions are equal to God because they're all made. These arbitrary divisions are all man-made. So the prophetic mantle is given to certain people at certain times by God. It's not something that you can assume by yourself. You can't call yourself a prophet. The mantle of the prophet is bestowed by God directly. You're called by God, like the little boy Samuel, like the young man, very young man, Jeremiah. All of the great prophets were called by God, and they're given the mantle of a prophet. One of the great prophets of our time, Kim Clement, just left his body. But he was a real prophet called by God and given that mantle. Tremendous ministry, Kim Clement. brought to our planet. Then you have a gift of prophecy. I would say I probably have that gift, because since childhood, I have had a knowing that would just come out of my mouth periodically. I would just blurt it. I would just know things without anyone telling me, since my early childhood. But I don't operate as a prophet. I haven't been called to be a prophet. I've been called to be a voice. I have a vocal ministry. I've been called to be a minister of God, an activator. And then there's the spirit of prophecy. What is the spirit of prophecy? It is a move of the Holy Spirit upon an anointed person who is in attunement with them. It's also given at the same time through many, many sources. But genuine prophecy is always of the divine spirit. It is God-given revelation, untainted by the personal element. So all of the prophetic messages, whether they're extraterrestrial, Native American, Tibetan, Chinese, Vedic, Christian, all of the prophetic messages from whatever source have been one. One thing over and over has been uttered, that we're out of balance. And we're out of connection. We're out of connection with reality. We're living an artificial life. We're out of connection with nature. And because we're off balance and out of connection, we're destroying each other and the planet, which will continue unless the mind and heart are transformed. That has to be inwardly, because we can't fix this ourselves. We have to turn to God. We have to turn our lives over to God. We have to stop this insane, artificial, crazy life. That's really, it's like you get up to make money so that you can pay the rent and whatever, your bills, and take care of your family, and then you come home, you drop in bed, and you start the whole crazy thing the next day. Why did we create such a artificial, crazy life? Because we forgot we're divine. We forgot we're God. We forgot our divine heritage. And that we were not created to live a materialistic 9-to-5, grueling, you know, who even works 9-to-5 anymore? It's usually 8 o'clock until midnight. There's many of these insane jobs. Where you're giving your whole life force over into a slave-bound existence. And who's done that? You and I have, through our choices. Well, I walked out of my job, the last job, in 1988. Because at some point, we're all in the rat race, right? We're all in the rat race until we say, enough already, I'm not going to do this anymore. That's how the planet Venus ascended to the next level. People walked out en masse from the crazy lives, their factories and whatever, it was as crazy as it is here now, and started living according to divine attunement and guidance. So tune in. What is your divine attunement? What is your guidance? And begin to make those changes that only you can make. Just like they told me, don't worry. We will train you. We will send the people to you. We will make sure that all your bills are paid. Everything is taken care of. But you must make that consecration yourself. You must do it. And that's part of your mastery, learning how to take care of yourself, sustain yourself, but live in accordance with the divine laws and divine principles. And we're here to love and serve. That's it. We're to be of service. We're to hurt never and to help ever. That's it. That's the gig. That's the whole thing. And when you live that way, nature and everything comes to support your life form. Everything. You don't even have to think about what you need. It's before you think about it, it's you know, walked to the door or presented itself in some way into your life. So according to the many, many apparitions of the Divine Mother, the number one sin of our age has been that the majority of people have no interest in God, have no interest in spirituality, and are completely happy as long as their material desires are being fulfilled. That's the great error of our time, is atheism. The great error. Back in the early years of the 19th or 20th century, the Divine Mother started appearing to young visionaries, first of all in Fatima, and then in Garibaldi in Spain, and then in Medjugorje in Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia, I think it is. Bosnia. Forgive me if I forget the geographical names, because there's been a lot of changes there. But she's been appearing to visionaries, largely Catholic in orientation, so her messages have come through their belief system and worded in their way of understanding, because they're Catholics. And so when the messages come through different instruments, they're colored somewhat by that belief system or whatever it is of the prevailing area, naturally, so people can relate and understand. And she tried to forewarn us before we launched into the great error, which was to cover the earth and bring this horrible war, the Second World War, actually the First and Second World Wars, because Russia had to be consecrated to God by the Pope and the assorted bishops, that if that would be done, the error, which was communist atheism, would not spread its error throughout the world and cause incredible devastation of life and misery. But the Pope didn't obey. You see, when you're in a position of authority over a group of people, you must obey divine guidance to the letter. And subsequent popes prayed in their chapel by themselves, but didn't fulfill the full request of the Mother until Pope John Paul II. And he prayed in his chapel, but then he realized he hadn't obeyed fully. So he called all of the bishops present with him, and together they consecrated Russia to God, to the Immaculate Conception, is what the Mother called herself at that time. And you see, we could have not had all of that bloodshed, all of that terrible, godless philosophy, which indeed has spread error throughout the planet and has led probably to our very materialistic point of view, the skepticism and doubt and everything that we have going about God. But we were disobedient. You see, we put ourselves in this fix. So it's very important to heed the prophets and translate the way it comes through them, if it sounds very, very Catholic or very, very along a particular train of belief, take the words and translate them in a way that relate to here and now and everybody, because every single person on the planet is being called to rethink their lives and to turn again to God. And that, you see, would be phrased Catholic, the Catholic way, as repent, and convert. But never at any time were they told to convert to a specific religion, but to return to God. And that message is for everyone. By whatever name you call God, this is for Jewish people and Christians and Buddhists and Muslims and Jews and every person, Hindus, everyone, needs to turn to God and really get in alignment with God, make peace with God. God has no againstness, but when we have the slightest grievance, we block the light of the world that we are. Grievances block the light of the world that we are. There's a whole lesson in the Course in Miracles about that. So we have to keep clear. That's something we can all do. We can all do that. Every one of us has the ability to tune in to your own guidance. So make this a top priority. All have the ability to keep themselves centered, aligned, and clear. Make that your number one responsibility. All have the ability to forgive. Let go. Release all grievances. Jesus said that unless you forgive, you will not be forgiven. Because remember, whatever you give, you receive. And whatever you hold against another, you have held against yourself. You must forgive and release if you want to hear God, if you want to have that anointing to be able to hear God clearly. So make peace with God. Many people have issues with Jesus. Get over it. Make peace with Jesus. Make peace with yourself. Your past, your parents, everyone and everything. Make this your number one duty to yourself. All of us have latent spiritual gifts and abilities to see, to know spiritually, to absolutely have whatever guidance you need from the Lord God dwelling within you. Your innermost being is witnessing and listening and responding to your slightest intention to be in divine attunement. Make that your daily practice. And smile. Sai Baba used to go around saying to us, no castor oil faces. No castor oil faces. Smile. Smile. Because that's the very light in manifestation. Be happy. Make others happy. Make that your absolute number one priority every day is to make somebody happy. Because happiness is union with God. When a person is happy, they're in the presence of God. So God is love. Live in love. Live in love. Live as love. So there are many ways that the prophetic word will manifest to you and through you. I would say number one to the word of common sense. We have to have common sense before we can develop any further. Sometimes the Holy Spirit prophetically will speak as a word of knowledge. This is where you have knowledge about a person, a situation, or a thing, which no one has ever given you any filler on that. It's just purely given you by the Holy Spirit. Then there's the word of wisdom, where the natural wisdom of the divine simply pours through you, again, without anything that you've learned. It manifests as your own intuition, and it can function in time-space, has the ability to communicate heart-to-heart with all sentient beings. We can call that telepathy. We all have these abilities. Right now, where we are today, we're again at a very crucial crossroads. where our planet, our civilization, our nation, speaking of America, United States, I should say, but also all of the Americas, we're in that place where it could go either way. And I would again suggest that you make the most excellent choices of where you place your focus, your attention, your words, your energy, to fortify the outcome that you would have. There are more light workers consciously on the planet than ever, ever before. I believe that there is enough light and love and power in our collective forces to completely usher us into the golden age. Last week we spoke about Omnic Onyx, Uncle Odin, who, both from Venus, had said that we were definitely moving now into the higher dimension and we were in the last stages of cleansing and clearing the negative forces and bringing to light the undermining forces that have been at work on our planet for a very long time, since Atlantis, I would say. That's winding down. We're at the very end, but also it's the time when all of the dark forces are doing everything they possibly can do to discourage you, make you depressed, make you fearful, make you anxious, have you in a negative state about where we are and where we're going. Don't fall into those patterns. Keep yourself holy and consecrated for God. Be the one who is carrying the mantle of God's peace. Be enmantled with God's peace. Bring the blessing of peace wherever you place your attention and your present body. Be the peace walkers, the peace speakers, the peacemakers. But realize that to give peace, you have to be in a peaceful state. You can't give what you don't have. So if all you've got right now is a smile, then smile. Whatever you've got, give it. Give it. We can all do something to brighten the world around us. Do that. And increase your understanding of who and what you are. Become awakened in your divinity, in your empowerment, in your abilities. Drop the sad story. Just lose it. You don't need it. Let that be one of the first things you drop, is bad-mouthing yourself, poking faults, you know, at yourself and others, fault-finding, blaming, criticizing, and the end cycle with all of that. That is not who you are. It's not who anyone is. We're not our bodies, we're not our spiel, our words, we're none of that, we're not our minds. We are a pure incarnation of an immortal spirit, and that spirit is one with God forever and always. Live true to that. Say, I am a holy, pure soul, here to love and serve, and that is the truth. Identify yourself with that. And be aware, because we've activated your prophetic gifts tonight, that you're going to be in greater attunement. You're going to be in a lot greater attunement. You don't have to go to divination anymore. You can quietly go within yourself and attune to your own knowing, because we all have a sense of what is right. Notice that the prophets out there, many of them are in the past timeline, trying to recreate what was in a lesser cycle that was a lesser outcome. We can walk in the prophetic gifting of the future, which sees all things as God sees them, whole, holy, and perfect. And the more we focus on that within ourselves, within others, within the outcomes of things in the world, the more we will be immantled with that prophetic gift. And who knows, it may call forward a mantle to where you walk in that fullness of that prophetic gift. But you have to bring yourself fully to God. The Divine Mother and all of the Masters and Avatars have suggested a half an hour of meditation in the morning, a half an hour of meditation at night, to offer all of the works that you do. There's everything that you get up in the morning, you offer the whole day to the Holy Spirit to fill you and use you in whichever way would be for the best and highest good. You consecrate your life, and you make it subservient to the great, great calling that you have been given, which is to be an emissary of the kingdom of God, to be a spokesman for the divine, to be one who walks in the anointing of the Christed One. That is who you are. Get out of the closet. You are the Christed One. You are the Beloved. You are the Anointed. You are the collective Messiah. And this is our time to bring the outcome of this planet into the fullest glory of God, where soul-aware, soul-infused souls that are loving and serving usher in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven upon earth. That's our calling. That's what we're here to do. And that's the message. No matter where you look, that's the message. Get in attunement with nature, with God, with what's going on. And it has absolutely nothing to do with making money and doing boring jobs that you are wasting your life force doing and living somebody else's fantasy, somebody else's dream. Be yourself. Live your life. Embody the truth as you understand it. But more than anything else, embody the love of God and the grace of God. Each one of you could ask, as I have, to be a pure conduit of God's love onto this planet. Just ask. And then you don't have to do anything but keep yourself attuned to that, to walk it out, to keep returning your mind to it when you forget it, to keep attuned. And God will use you so mightily you cannot imagine, and you will be lifted wherever there's an earth change, an earth upheaval, as there is right now because we're in the purification cleansing period. You will be lifted out of that before it ever reaches you. So that's the greatest protection, the greatest security, the greatest safety, is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, under the mighty wings of the Beloved. Live in God. God is before you, behind you, to your right, to your left, within, without, above, below. And everywhere you are is the fullness of the Lord and His kingdom, which you share forever as His most beloved one. So I hope this has been helpful to you. We're going to be speaking a lot on prophecy and the prophetic gifts and the way they manifest for a little while now, because I think it is a time when we are prophetically positioned for a very, very wonderful outcome that we have worked for many, many, many millions of years towards this great time that we are presently in. So, raise your hands and give a blessing to the planet, to all sentient life forms, to all the kingdoms of nature, and send your blessings of peace to every cell of your body, and be the Shalom of God, the Shanti of God, the Salam of God. Let's go out chanting one N-I-U. Deep breath. N-I-U. Namaste, beloveds.